So, Parsha Sukkudei, the second of the double parshios, talks about a cheshbon, a reckoning that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu for all of Klal Yisrael. Then he mentioned to everybody of Klal Yisrael what were the units of gold, of silver, of all of the precious things that were given. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, for some reason, forgot the hooks that were on the forecourt that were around the whole Mishkan. That the Mishkan itself was a Mishkan, and then around it was the goat's curtains that surrounded it. And Moshe forgot, and he felt embarrassed. In other words, even Moshe Rabbeinu was questioned in terms of did he use everything that was donated. And he looked into Torah, and then he saw that the first letter of every column, with six exceptions, have a Vav. So they're known as the Vavei Amudim. So in other words, when Moshe looked into the Torah, he found an answer to that which was missing him, which he didn't know. And then he mentioned, those were used for the hooks. So this is a tremendous Musar Haskel for all of us. That number one, even Moshe Rabbeinu felt a need to make a cheshbon to say how all of the precious things were used. And from this we take a lesson that you have to have two gaboyim, as it were, gaboy tzedakah, so that nobody could question them. But more so, the answer is when you look into Torah, you have a problem, you have something that's going on, you don't know what it is that's going on. So when you look into Torah, then you're going to find an answer to all of your questions. And it's also another final lesson, especially in these days, is that you have to make a cheshbon. You have to look into yourself and see why are things going on the way they are. It's always appropriate. And these days before Pesach, just as the days before Elul Zman, this is the time of cheshbon and nefesh, that we have to look in to those things that we're doing in our lives and that's going on in the world. And when we make a cheshbon, a reckoning, an accounting, as it were, for all the things going on, then we'll be able to rectify them if there's anything wrong. And as a result, we'll be able to do tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will redeem us.